Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Would you do any of these proposed trades? And that being said, I just want to remind you, Dak Prescott just donated $1 million. You can find that on 1053thefan.com to police training and advocacy. Now, Kevin, that dude doesn't even have $1 million on an NFL contract yet. All right.
Oh, like, he got $2 million last year.
Okay. All right. Was that incentive laden? Because he doesn't even have his big time contract yet. He's already dropping some coin like that.
Preview to Baseball Nuggets. I heard if you have $4.5 billion, you actually have no cash. So
that's, yeah, that's a good point.
Baseball Nuggets. So
what?
Times are tight all over.
I don't know how that math works, but I understand debt. But you can talk to Mark Rubin to get out.
Damn
of
Damn right.
That's for sure. All right. So Dak Prescott, Kevin, on fan-sided, there are a number of trade options, trade teams to trade away Dak Prescott to. And I am curious, after what you just heard Dak Prescott did or is planning to do, after seeing what he's been and watching the type of leader he's been for your team, are you still not convinced this is your guy and that you're ready to move on from him? And what has you so locked in on, this is not the quarterback for me and I'm definitely going to find the right quarterback somewhere else? Because I don't know that I'm feeling that way.
I'm trying to think what I want to say.
What side are you on this? Are you on get rid of Dak side?
I mean, yes, but that's just because I don't think our organization can win by having to pay a quarterback any money. So that's more anti-organization than it is.
Are you also on the side of, for the right price, every player is tradable?
Oh, sure.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense, too. So with these five options, you're suggesting one of them is the right trade to move on from Dak?
I don't know if it's the right trade as much as it is like the possible trade, because these teams might kind of have what you're looking for. Look, this has nothing to do with Dak Prescott. It really doesn't. I know that's a weird statement. The trade sentiment about Dak Prescott has nothing to do with Dak Prescott. What I come down to again and again is you couldn't win when you paid him $2 million. I know we switched the coach and the staff and everything, but are you going to win when you're paying him $35 million? I am somewhat skeptical about that.
I'm not crazy about trading him. I'm not advocating trading him, but I'm somewhat with Kevin. With the way that from the top this organization is run, I feel like at some point you're going to have to get Patrick Mahomes to take this thing to the level we want it to be at. And I'm not saying we have to get the Pat Mahomes, because he's a guy that, when you say everybody's tradable, he's not tradable for me. I wouldn't trade him for 10 first-round draft picks. Like, literally, if the team said, here's our first-round draft picks for the next 10 years, I'd say, I don't care. I don't want those draft picks. I want Pat Mahomes.
What if they had 10 first-round picks in the next draft? What if you got that?
Nope.
Okay, all right.
Picks 1 through 10. If they said, Mike, you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you can have picks 1 through 10. And I get it, Trevor Lawrence is in this draft. I'd say, nope. I'll keep Pat Mahomes.
Do you agree
about going to get Pat Mahomes? No. I'm sorry, texted in to get Trevor Lawrence.
Picks 1 through 10.
In this upcoming draft, would you trade Pat Mahomes if you're the Kansas City Chiefs today? You trade him, and somehow randomly you got picks 1 through 10 in the upcoming draft.
I would not, because I'm defending Super Bowl champions.
Okay, all right.
I could see how Lamar Jackson would go for that, because you didn't win it all, you know?
Okay.
Just because I won the Super Bowl, I don't think I would, but, oh, my God.
I love it. I love that question. 877-881-1053. Keep going, Mike. You were on a little
bit of
a rant.
Well, I just think that for Dak Prescott, I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's a somewhere between the 7th and 11th best quarterback in the NFL. Like, ranking him myself is when I get to about quarterback 7, I start having a discussion on, is Dak here? And then I think I ranked him like 9th overall. So somewhere between 7 and 11, I think he is quarterback-wise. And is that good enough to overcome what seems to be overcomable, you know, like not overcomable, you know, in the Dallas Cowboys organization? And that's the only reason I look at $30+ million and the Cowboys couldn't do it while he was good, making $1 million to $2 million.
I do not believe that is overcomable, hence some of these trades. We start with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trade Dak Prescott to the Jaguars for their 2 first-round picks in 2021. They'll have their own first-round pick as well as the one that they got for trading Jalen Ramsey. So that means that you would have 3 first-round picks in 2021. Do you want to make that deal?
Yeah. Listen, I really – oh, crap. Was that the first one? That was the first option?
Yeah, they get worse from there.
Worse or better?
No, like, this is going to be your best offer.
This is my best offer. Okay, then yes, I'm taking this one because, again, Mike, I can move up and get Trevor Lawrence, and now I have the cheap quarterback to play with, and I can use that money to spend elsewhere, and I don't have to stress so much about the Zeke contract and some of the other mistakes that I've made so far. But, man, you do take a lot of the leadership out of that locker room that a lot of the players that you are paying – have a lot of respect for. So you got to figure out how to get those guys motivated with the next future of what you're doing there.
I'm not crazy about trading Dak, but I would, because I still think even Dak on Jacksonville, I'm getting a top 10 pick somewhere between probably 3 through 10. I'm assuming I'm going to get that. That's where that pick's going to land. And the LA Rams pick, I'm assuming, is going to land somewhere between 14 and 25. So worst case scenario, I get pick 10 and 25. Best case scenario, I get pick 3 and 13.
And
so I'm
going
to do it.
And yeah, and you can trade. You can move up anywhere you want pretty much in that draft with 3 first round picks.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm tanking the season too. So
what if
so
I had all of
Andy
the first
Dalton?
10?
What's that?
So
hold on.
Not playing Dalton.
Never mind. Back to you, Kevin. What was the question?
Let's go to the Patriots. How good do you think the Patriots are going to be this year? Because what if they offered up their first, second, and third round pick?
I think if they had Dak, they would be a 10-plus win team.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good point. Because if you trade him right now, you're trading Dak to that team.
Yep.
They're going to win 10 games, go to the playoffs.
Yep.
So.
First, second, and third.
Nah, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I don't think so either.
Corey, yeah. I'm with you.
I don't, and that's the other thing, too. Now I've just given Bill Belichick the quarterback that he desires to be the guy that can do the legacy for the next 10 years, the dynasty that he wants to build. And I have to sit there and look at that happen. With the Jaguars, Kevin, I'm not worried about that. That's never going to happen. But Belichick, he'll make that happen.
Now, some of these I'm going to tweak just a little bit because I think they're stupid. So, the 49ers, would you trade Dak Prescott to the 49ers for Jimmy Garoppolo and a second-round pick?
No.
What about
Jimmy
Garoppolo?
I don't like Jimmy Garoppolo.
And a first-round pick?
I think no. I would do it for – wait, Jimmy Garoppolo, how many years do I have him at $27 million?
I think 4?
Yeah, I'm trading Dak for Jimmy Garoppolo in a second round pick.
You think they're the same quarterback then?
I think they're kind of in the same tier. I think that if you want to rank Dak in a tier above, okay, I can definitely see your argument and say you beat me in that argument, but I think that my record wouldn't change very much with Jimmy Garoppolo being my starting quarterback over the next 4 years versus Dak Prescott, and I'm adding a second-round pick, and I'm paying approximately $7 to $10 million less for my quarterback.
It is only 3 years. I don't know if that changes your mind, but you've essentially got him 3 years, 81. So you'll probably be about $8 to $10 million, like you said, under per year.
I would do that for a second and Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, I hate Jimmy Garoppolo, so I don't want
to
do it.
You hate him?
Yeah, right now. His team went to the Super Bowl, and mine didn't.
Oh. But you don't hate Patrick Mahomes, though.
Mm-mm.
His team won the Super Bowl.
His team won the Super Bowl.
And
they're in the AFC. They're in the AFC. I'm fine.
Sure.
NFC team, all right? The NFC team impeded my progress to the Super Bowl. I also just don't like Jimmy Garoppolo that much.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay,
is that okay?
Then.
Can I not like a quarterback every once in a while? Why does everybody get butthurt whenever I say I don't like a quarterback?
I also don't like Jimmy Garoppolo. It was just the reason you gave didn't make sense.
I know.
Saw your face, Reggie, when I was liking Jimmy Garoppolo. I could tell. You
I thought I hit it.
All right. Nah, I can't wait to see what you think about this specific quarterback. They trade Dak Prescott to the Detroit Lions for Matt Stafford
and
a first-round pick.
No.
Is it just because you think he's washed up, or do you also have a personal grudge against Matt Stafford?
I think he's done for sure. That's my feeling on Matt Stafford. He's got his money, so he's got to play that out. I think he was a really good quarterback for a long time and never had the right build around him, but – man, he had the best weapon you've ever seen at wide receiver, and that team just never could get over the top. Not his fault, but I think he's past that.
I do that trade, too.
God,
really?
Mike?
Do y'all have the same thing with me where, like, I keep thinking that Matt Stafford's, like, 28, 29, he's actually 32?
No.
Yeah, I think he has 3 or 4 years left, and Detroit's Detroit. I'm going to get somewhere between pick like 5 and 15. Detroit's going to stink no matter what. That's their history. And so I'm going to get probably like the 10th pick and Matthew Stafford to quarterback my team for the next 2 to 3 years. Let's do it.
I'll take Dak. I'll continue to run with Dak.
Okay.
And I'll get my first round.
I hate that I'm hating Dak because I don't hate Dak. I think he's a good quarterback.
Is that what it sounds like? Yeah,
I know.
Right.
It doesn't. But I'm getting to pay
everybody else but him.
I know. I'm getting to pay less money to a quarterback on about the same tier, and I'm picking up valuable draft picks.
Now, if you really want to pay less money, here's where we get to it. Next, I take you to the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen and a future first-round pick for Dak Prescott. Over the next 2 years, Josh Allen makes a combined $13 million with the option for the fifth year in 2022.
I saw them play each other. Josh Allen's better. He was on that day.
Wow!
Oh, man. We are talking about good value here, though. Now we're talking about a good price to pay for a quarterback.
Just real quick, Corey, you know what I love about the fan texts? These came in like 2 seconds apart. Mike has lost his damn mind from the 469, followed by another 469. Mike is the smartest person on the show.
This is Cowboys quarterback land here. And I would say yes, to get Josh Allen and his talent for 2 years under that contract plus a first-round pick, I'm doing that deal.
That feels like a disservice to your wide receiving core, doesn't it?
It does.
And that's why I think Buffalo makes the move because, you know, they went after Stephon Diggs. Like, they're looking to do it right now. And so, for Josh Allen, you'd get 3 years of Josh Allen for less than 1 year of Dak Prescott.
Or, Reggie, like, I don't know why they're doing that with Josh Allen when they just invested in receiver to make that better. But... or Reggie, that receiving core just is gonna make him look like a much better quarterback. Like that's the possibility is that Josh Allen has a better group that he's working with and turns out to be a better quarterback. Even though, because listen, his accuracy has been a big question mark for him. It's not as bad as Trubisky.
Right, and you know what? It's just one game, and it's not fair because, look, I would never take Trubisky for Dak Prescott. But Trubisky played better when it was head-to-head last year. Trubisky was a better quarterback on that day. When it was head-to-head, to me, it's a no-brainer, no-doubter. Josh Allen outplayed Dak Prescott on that Thanksgiving day. It was confusing to me because going into the game, it's like we have the better quarterback, and I'm like, holy cow, that dude's way better than our quarterback today on Thanksgiving. I know, that's stupid vacuum going off in here.
Do you have a vacuum going off in there?
That's what he just said, Corey.
The robot thing is underneath my feet, and it's wanting to vacuum the house. And I'm like,
New Vegas Stadium.
Is it trying to pick up that trash take you just put down?
Yeah, maybe. Hey. A+.
Reggie, shut it down.
I think I was five.
Cow.
I was 5 for 5 in trading Dak, I think, in this. Oh, you know what?
No, you didn't do the New England one.
I wouldn't do the Patriots one. All the other ones I would do.
Corey, are you making that Buffalo trade?
And I hate it because I like Dak.
No.
Okay, yes. Corey makes
I'd make it.
Corey makes two of the trades. Baskin makes 4 of the trades. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.
Reggie makes all of the dunks.
He did. He did, my goodness.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.